السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر. الحمد لله. Such days we are now to experience that are the most virtuous days in the entire year. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam by these 10. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرِ. By the 10 nights. And this 10 nights refers to these 10 of Dhul-Hijjah. Jabir radiallahu anhu reports, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَفْضَلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. There aren't days more virtuous by Allah than the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Sahaba asked, what about striving for Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah loves ibadah in these 10 days and nights. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu also reports, as in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Ashr Ashr al-Adha. Walayani al-Ashr, those 10 refers to the days of Adha, the days of Hajj. Wal-Watr refers to the day of Arafah. Wal-Shafa refers to the 10th, which is Yawm al-Nahr. So these are really meritorious times we are living in. You might say, what's the difference between days and nights? Every day is the same, every night is the same. Why should we get more? Or is it possible to get more at some times and not more on other occasions? Yes, it is. Even in worldly standards, certain restaurants, for example, will have a special on a certain day. You come, you pay the price of one and get two. Or you get to a flight early enough, you get access to the lounge. As far as the world is concerned, we understand this is Akhirah, and this grants us enthusiasm and we increase in good deeds, aspire to make Allah happy. So Allah gives virtues. Like the most virtuous of days is Jumu'ah. The most virtuous of months is Ramadan. The most virtuous of books is the Quran. The most virtuous of nations is the Ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these 10 days are of the most virtuous of nights and days, where in some reports each day's fast is somewhat a year's of fasting, and the qiyam at night is like Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah, how virtuous. Let's create an environment, let's aspire to make Allah happy. Yes, there is a difference. In Ramadan the shayateen are shackled. Here they have and they gain access to us, but we have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq to be there for Hajj. But if we're not there physically, our hearts should be connected to the Hajj. That's the wisdom behind not clipping our nails when we're intending to make qurbani. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one intending qurbani, the sacrifice, should not clip his nails and pubic hairs and so forth. These are times we imitate the Haji, we connect to Allah, we become better, we change our lives. We should abstain from sins, increase in tilawa, increase in good deeds. Let's never procrastinate. We learn an amazing incident of a Sahabi who Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met during the early Meccan stages, when our beloved would go to meet the pilgrims to invite them to Islam. The command of Allah came, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. Openly advocate the truth. Turn away from those who are trying to stop you. Do not let them hinder you. Continue. So the effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reaching another stage after the first initial 3 years of individual da'wah. Now he was told to openly call to Allah, clearly, loud and clear. Among the tribes, the beloved of Allah approached. During the days of Uqqad, Majinnah, Dhil Majaz and Mina, the tribes would come there to these lands to purchase, to sell their goods, to attend the poetry competition, and then to participate in the Hajj. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go tribe to tribe, tent to tent, individual to individual, group to group, and would call them to Allah, would convey the message of Allah's deen to them. Some would mock him. Some would belittle him, some would degrade him, some would stone him, even to the extent of him
alighting onto his conveyance, and to cause him harm, they actually strike and pierce, poke the rear, the flank of the camel, causing it to throw the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam off. That beloved Nabi of Allah, subhanallah, was ill-treated in such a way. Despite all of that, he did not give up, did not get despondent, but continued striving for Allah. One of these occasions, there was the Banu Abs clan that had participated in their trade and their purchases, and they then arrived at Mina. They camped near Jamratul Ula, near Masjid al-Khaif. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them. Subhanallah. A report says that Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha was with him on this occasion, radiallahu anhu. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood by them, gave them basharat and nadir, good news and warnings. And he explained to them the beauty of Islam, reciting to them verses of the Quran. And also he mentioned the seerah of how Quraysh reacted, but the truth is in Islam. And then they were asked to give protection in lieu of Jannah. They were not interested. But among them was one man whose name was Maysara bin Masruq al-Absi. He said to his people, come, let's give him protection. Let us help him. Others are not interested to do something good. Let us seize this opportunity of blessings. So a man from his people said, leave this Maysara. By Allah, his own people know more of him than you. If there was goodness in him, his people would not have left him to go and offer his services to all these tribes here. And then people not happy to listen to him, just leave him. Another then joined in and said, Ya Maysara, just leave him. If you're going to take him to your town, allowing him to call to da'wah, you would be corrupting your people. Maysara said, by Allah, I tell you, this man would definitely triumph and become victorious, and his deen would reach far and wide. Listen to my advice sincerely. Let's give him protection. Let's help him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the enthusiasm in Maysara radiallahu anhu, and the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to him individually. So Dawat, إني دعوت أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت نوح عليه السلام said, قال ربي إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا. Oh my Allah, I gave them Dawat night and day, without giving up. And whenever I give them Dawat, because I want you to grant them thy forgiveness, Allah. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. Ya Allah, they stuff their fingers into their ears, and then they cover their faces. Imagine the tolerance of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. He is calling them to Allah for years and years. He went to every non-Muslim for 950 years. There were a few who were his sahaba who embraced Islam. He would teach them. But for 950 years, the Quran Kareem tells us 43 times how he gave them da'wah. Oh my Allah. And then I speak to them as they cover their ears, block their ears with their fingers, covering their faces. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Oh Allah, then I spoke louder, that my words must penetrate through the finger into the ear, to penetrate the heart, to permeate the heart. I spoke to them openly, I spoke to them privately. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. And Allah, I told them, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Repent. Allah will accept you. Yes, you're ill-treating the Nabi of Allah and his family, alayhim as-salawatu was-salam. But Allah is so kind. Turn to him. He will accept you. And Allah, I tell them the virtues of seeking your forgiveness, how kind you are, and the blessings of seeking Allah's forgiveness. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam collectively, individually spoke to Hazrat Maysara radiallahu anhu. And Maysara was interested. He said, by Allah, I've never heard such profound words. I've never been invited to something more true than what you are calling me to. But my people are opposing me, as you have seen, and a man has to stick to his own. The Prophet ﷺ did not force. He would convey and invite, but without coercion. لا إكراه في الدين. Allah's beloved didn't force. Allah is the giver of hidayah. We have a duty to invite and make dua. This is what Rasulullah taught. This is what the Quran Kareem teaches. In the day he would tell the people about Allah, and at night he would cry to Allah for the people. This is such an amazing work of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam.